All right. Okay. It's part about presentation. So we have two. Why don't you two come up? And so we'll have. Good. They can come. They can sit in the back. Let's start in the front. And you three are all right there.
Angie, if you back up a little bit,
you
probably get a couple
of
people,
and they back up.
You too.
Someone can
get
a chair.
Oh, wow, this is
going to
make such a difference.
It is. It'll give you more space.
Yes.
Just so
it's all
about
wait. I love the shade she
wears. Okay.
She's a thief.
One here, one there, one there. Come here, come there. So we have two for the people who are coming in, and then we're good. Thank you. Hi. And then I could read them.
Yeah, then you could read them and that'd be faster, right?
Everybody gave too much air
service. Great.
You should have caught it.
Okay, so. Our last class. You finish all your tests?
Yes.
Yay. Are you relieved?
We have finals still.
Yeah. Finals, but finals are less less threatening, right?
No.
No.
They're actually more threatening. They just matter more.
They matter.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay. In this class, we're going to do a review. We're going to talk about habits of mindfulness. And also going to just see if any, you know, if you found any, if you used any of this during the last, you know, couple of weeks during testing. Did anybody use any of the breath meditation or any of the calming meditations or any of the body scan meditation? You did.
Before I went to sleep.
Before you went to sleep. Did it help?
Yeah, because I couldn't fall asleep before testing, because of the testing.
Mm-hmm. Great. That's really good. Anyone else? Bless you.
On Sunday, I did a service project for, like, Walk Against Hate, and it was super hot, and everyone was, like, really annoying. So I did the one where you, like, experience things over again, so you're, like, more aware. And so I was like, experiencing being in the sun again. I think I felt myself get tan.
You are tan. Yeah. So you could feel you were, but that's great because you start experimenting with your experience in the middle of it. You don't have to go somewhere. You don't have to do anything different. You don't have to put yourself in a meditation posture, but you can start being more engaged with your experience as it's happening. That's great. Any questions? If you think about the last 12 weeks, anything that stuck with you that you want to know more about, that you would like to have posted on your webpage so you could maybe look at it sometime? Anyone who's interested in doing more reading or interested in finding out more about cultural development, I have some great books I can recommend to you guys. You like stuff about the brain. Okay. What I'll do, there's a book called The Teenage Brain, which is written by a neuroscientist. She lives in Philadelphia. It turns out she lives like six houses down the street from me, which I didn't know, but my neighbor knows her. And she's, I don't know if she's the head of neuroscience at Penn. She wrote this book, which is both for adolescents and for parents. It's quite technical, and then it has a bunch of stories in it. It's partly interesting and partly not, but it's worth I'm sure she's got some video talks, so I'll put her name up for her. I'm going blank on her name right now, but I'll put that up for you, and I'll put up another TED talk by he does integrative neuroscience, I think he calls it. His name's Dan Siegel, and he does some great stuff. And there's more that's interesting about it, and also interesting stories. The neurologist, the neuroscientist, she, in her book, it's filled with a lot of kind of scare stories about adolescents who've made bad decisions and, you know, often died as a result with alcohol. And it's interesting to, as she unpacks this, these are real stories and some stories from her sons. And they really show you how normally smart individuals can make bad decisions and why, and it's not because they're bad people or even irresponsible people. So it starts to unpack that a little bit. That can be helpful in college because there's so much peer pressure, especially around, you know, if you end up going to sorority or fraternity, there's a lot of peer pressure. So you'll understand how that works a little better. That'll be good. Anything else? Anyone interested in the evolution side, the cultural development side? Not really. What?
Well, the cultural development side is has like explained a lot on like how we are now.
Mm-hmm. There's a great book that was written by a very close friend of mine called Evolutionaries, and it takes you through all the sort of key figures who are thinking about cultural development in that way, who they are, stories about them, and everything from the science of it through the more philosophical underpinnings, which I'll put up. It's readable. He's a great writer. He always has really good stories, and you might be interested in it at some point. So it's nice to know about that one. Any more interest in meditation? How it works, who's doing it, guided audios.
I figured it's one of those things you just have to keep doing eventually.
Yeah, exactly. Good, so let's meditate for 10 minutes, and I want to talk a little bit about how to develop some habits, like the one that you were saying, that there are certain things that you can just start sneaking into your routines, and that'll be helpful. Do you want to do breath, body scan, open awareness? Great.
Maybe I should do the reverse. That light on?
No.
That makes sense because we're over here.
That's good. Yeah. Okay. Great. So sit up and allow the bell to take you into the meditation. Make every effort to stay in your own space. Let yourself drop into yourself and allow things to settle down. It's like dropping an anchor into the water. You're leaving the ripples on the surface. The disturbance can stay on the surface. It doesn't really matter. The wind can blow and create ripples. You're dropping down into the depths. keep disengaging from thought. Let your body settle down, become still. Feel your spine straight and erect, and your head floating on top of your spine. As you create space physically, experience also a sense of awareness opening up. Be as still as possible. As your awareness starts to open up, start to experience a sense of lightness of being. Almost like there's fresh air blowing through. whenever you get distracted by thought, return your attention to that sense of open awareness. Be easy. Don't force your mind. It's like sitting back so that you open your perspective. Allow a sense of ease to take over. Even if your mind is still filled with thoughts, experience a sense of space. Space and ease, and at the same time, solidity and stability. And when you hear the bell, you can open your eyes. We can finish the meditation. Natural. It's not really for adolescents. Your biorhythms are better. They really should. Some schools are starting to change because of the brain science. They're starting high schools at 9, which is much better time for everyone. Yeah.
It's only 1 hour and 15 minutes later.
It makes a difference. Yeah. Yeah. Great. So, but that, I tell you, that little rest is going to, it'll be like an hour of sleep. You look better. You look a lot better.
Aren't you supposed to nap? Yeah, my mom says a 20-minute nap is like better than a full long hour.
Yeah,
because
I took a long nap yesterday.
Yeah. You really should try to get a lot of sleep before your tests. So that last hour of study, the brain processes information while you're sleeping. So if you study and then get a full night's sleep, it's better than studying another hour and a half and getting too little sleep. You do need to study, so you can't skip the study part, but you have to start it earlier and make sure you get rest, because that's when your brain absorbs the information. So if you only get, 4.5 hours sleep because you're cramming, it won't help you. you look a ton better.
That was like, 10 minutes, right?
Yeah, 12 minutes. Yeah. It does. What I wanted to do now is I wanted to go around the room, and I think we'll do it in two halves. So the first half, if somebody asked you, why could meditation be important to learn or be valuable, what would you say to them from your own experience? And then the second half of the room, I want to do what habits, how could you incorporate this in little ways? So let's start here.
Okay. What was the first question?
So if somebody asked you and said, well, okay, you just did 12 weeks of mindfulness mm-hmm. training, how could it help?
Well, it helps you kind of become less stressed, and you can start to feel better inside, more energy, and you start to, that's kind
Great.
Of what I got out of it a little bit. But.
Great.
If you're more aware Great. Of yourself, then you're better prepared to deal with whatever problems come your way.
Great.
Well, I think we're always moving and using our muscles, so meditation kind of makes you relax those muscles, and then it gets you ready for a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
Edwin.
Yeah.
The question is, if somebody asked you, you just finished 12 weeks of mindfulness training, and if somebody said, well, how could it help? What would you say from your experience? We just got three different answers.
Oh, so if you're having like a stressful week from like busy, either working or testing or whatever, just doing it for a good 10, 15 minutes, you just forget about everything.
Great.
Helene. It helps you focus. A lot of the time, our brain just keeps running and running and running, and you're not really focused on anything. But when you meditate, you realize what you should be focused on, and it helps you work better.
Great. Nora?
I think it helps us slow down and to stop for a second and not necessarily focus, but just be in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer?
I just think it kind of clear your mind, because we're always thinking of different things. It helps you clear it and help from overthinking things.
Mm-hmm. Mania.
Vinaya.
Well, it helps you process your thoughts, and it helps you trace back why you're thinking that way, and maybe that's a source of the problems.
Great. Excellent.
I feel like it could help you relax. After you're over stressed, your brain will be locked in a certain situation.
Mm-hmm.
And meditation could help you relax and open your mind and look at a different view.
Mm-hmm.
It clears your head. It clears your mind and help you relieve stress from whatever you're doing.
Great.
It's a good workout for the brain. It helps you expand your brain. And reduces stress as well. Makes you feel relieved, and you're able to focus on your thoughts, or just having let's deal with the thought bubble, have them float away.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah.
I think it lets us have more control of what we think about and how we feel.
Excellent. Great.
Same question.
Yeah, I'm gonna go all the way because everyone has different answers, which is great.
I think it puts you in a state of peacefulness and solidarity.
Great. That's cool.
Well, it makes you aware of what's really important in life.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps you.
Yeah.
It helps you in your decision process.
Good.
I think it can help you control, have a full grasp of your emotions, really now relieve stress and,
Mm-hmm.
Helps you de-stress and relax and clear the mind.
Great. I'll do the back first.
I think it helps you control your thoughts and see what's making you mad and what's making you happy and you should focus on.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Okay.
Well, for me, it helps me put aside those violent thoughts.
That's good. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think it helps, you know, organize your thoughts and bring some sanity and peace into your mind.
Mm-hmm. Right. Fantastic.
It helps relieve stress and helps you in, like, how you're going to react to certain events.
Mm-hmm.
So it helps you, you know, react more calmly to mm-hmm. different things that you're stressed about or worried about.
Mm. Great. See, everyone had we covered a broad spectrum from letting the muscles relax to figuring out what's most important in life. And that's a pretty big range and obviously comes from your own experience over the 12 weeks. So that's a big deal. That's a lot. So now that we saw that there's some benefit that you've already experienced, what can you do to incorporate this without you know, you're not probably going to create a program where you're going to do this every day. You might. Some of you might end up going on a 20-day silent retreat sometime. Some of you might go on a 3-month retreat. Some of you might even go on a 3-year, 3-month, 3-day retreat. You never know what's going to happen. But we're not planning on that. So what are little things that you can do that would, you've got finals, you're finishing up your finals, you're going through the transition and the separation from being a group, knowing exactly who you're going to be with, where you're going to be and the school you've been at, to a lot of unknown, which is fun and a little insecure. And then you're going to end up on campus somewhere and that's going to have all of its own issues. Some of you are leaving home, some of you are staying at home, some of you are working and going to school, so there's going to be a lot to deal with, plus a whole new set of friends, plus beginning to really think about what career you want and feeling like that's a big question and you're not sure yet, and a lot of other things. So what are reminders that you could incorporate to build in habits? And we can start from this side and go the other way. Do you want to start?
What was the question?
If you want to make a habit, you know, we just said that this is valuable in all these different ways. So what reminder could you do to make this kind of mindfulness more of a habit for you?
So I said about reacting, like it helps with how you react to certain things. So I guess, like, at the end of the day, when you see everything you have to do, you could kind of like step back and look at it calmly, perhaps, and think about how you're going to tackle everything, but not go to reacting or worrying or being concerned like that. So,
that's great. Yeah. That's really good. Grace.
I haven't really thought of like a clear answer. I guess just go with the flow, I guess, and just learn from the experience.
And maybe practice a little bit, you know, take a deep breath, center in your body, or give yourself a minute to clear your head. Because if you're going to go with the flow and your flow is chaos and overwhelm and insecurity and panic, you don't totally want to go with that flow. Yeah. We want to find ways to not allow ourselves to become overwhelmed in that way. Yeah. No.
Take me once.
So you said, what you said is that it helps you with anger and when that kind of intensity. So remembering that this helps you, you know, all you have to do is even remember that there's a way around it to not be overwhelmed. You can practice this, but the memory of the experience that you've had in this class, that you know that you don't have to there's a way through this. You don't have to be overwhelmed by this. Can already give you some space. So you want to just keep that in mind, that you don't have to make it too ambitious, but you just want to remember your experience. Don't let yourself forget it. Just remind yourself that you had that experience. Alyssa.
Well, I'll say the same thing. Like, if you feel stressed out or under pressure, just remember that you can just calm yourself down and just sit down and reevaluate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And focus on better things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with Alyssa. I've been under a lot of stress lately, so I just need to take time to myself to meditate for a few minutes and clear my mind.
What's your stress?
College,
mm-hmm. Yeah. It's all hard. It's objectively hard, and that's part of what meditation can do, is that, it's not because I'm weak. It's just complicated. These are real issues. They're not made-up issues. They're real issues, and I'm going to have to suffer through some unpleasantness as I learn how to deal with them, and meditation can help with that. Yeah.
I think you should be mindful of your emotions and thoughts, so you don't overreact or exaggerate about a certain situation.
Mm-hmm. Great. What habit?
I guess like when you're facing a conflict, you can just take a deep breath and just think about the process, that's the consequences that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also use the thought bubbles
to
prioritize your conflict.
Great. Very good. Wayne.
Whenever you're making an important decision, just ask yourself why.
Mm-hmm. Great.
I feel like when you have all this adrenaline through your body and you're really hyped, you should meditate after. Like after I'm exercising, when I start exercising, I would just start. Like that's when I feel like when I need my body to calm down,
mm-hmm.
meditate.
Great.
I think like always put yourself in like a state of relief. Like with me, personally, like I get nervous like a lot. So there's like ways I use to like control myself and try to calm myself in a way. So like certain things, like techniques or like, you know, I don't know, like I'll say to myself, you know, like I'll take a deep breath.
Mm-hmm.
Just breathe.
Yeah.
That's the thing that I deal with a lot, just being nervous.
You're just nervous generally. You feel you feel like, what's
I
it
guess
like?
When, I guess when I talk to like group people,
mm-hmm.
like I'm more like one-on-one, I'm fine. Like I'll be normal and everything, but like a group of people,
I
just
I
had to
overcome that. I was just talking with one of my colleagues, and he does, he officiates at different ceremonies. And he said that he uses his mindfulness a lot when he was describing one situation where he's standing in front of people and he just panicked. He just like, and so he just started, he was up there and there were 200 people in front of him and he was kind of on this raised stage and the lights were on him and he wasn't expecting that. And he just said, he just started noticing the panic. So he did a mindfulness. He started like with his feet and contacting the floor and the sweat in his hands and then all of a sudden it was like, oh, okay, now I can speak. Yeah.
To be mindful and like just think about how you feel and think about every situation.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you're just walking down the street, just be aware of how you feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just walking down the street is an excellent one. You can be aware of your emotions. You can be also paying attention to the light, the quality of the light, the trees. You know, you just, it helps train your mind to just calm down.
I get stressed out a lot, so just, I guess, remembering that things will get better.
Mm-hmm.
In the long run.
What makes you stressed?
I don't know, like, testing, I guess. For the past 3 weeks, I was stressing.
Do you just have a habit of being stressed?
Kinda. I let things get overwhelming. I let my thoughts get to me, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes. So, like what we learned, that we have different we almost have different characters of mind. Like she was saying, she gets really nervous. You get really stressed. It's not even about anything particular. Sometimes it is, but it's not really the thing itself. It's your go-to. So you want to start retraining. You don't. I used to get really nervous. I could not speak in front of people. And I was always really quiet in groups. And I'm not anymore. So you don't have to, just because you're like that doesn't mean you'll be like that later. You know, you can retrain. And so you just start, noticing that that's not, it's not a life sentence. We have different personality types, but we change. Yeah. Yeah.
I think you put a good habit will be like you could evaluate and be mindful of your action after something or after a day. You could sit down and think about what you did throughout the day.
Yeah.
You should what you should do or shouldn't, or how you should have approached it.
That's excellent. I hope everyone heard that, because you gain self-knowledge and otherwise sometimes you just feel a lot of regret. I messed up on that and I shouldn't have done that. So this way you're just consciously, you're learning from it. So everything's moving. You don't get stuck anywhere. You learn from what you did well, what you didn't do well, and you sort of clear the board and start over again. Manaya.
Yes.
Okay.
So,
it's a pretty name.
So I'll do it before I get into a stressful situation. So you said before college finals. So I would plan it out to see how I would tackle it before. So I won't regret it afterwards.
Great. And if you don't plan that well, what are you going to do? Are you going to beat yourself up?
Too late then. Bring out the brass knuckles.
So that's when also, as you're planning, you want to also remember that you're doing the best you can, to the best of your ability. And if it's not as good as you wish it had been, you learn from it. So you have to hold yourself responsible and cut yourself a little slack at the same time.
She told us that miracles happen the night before the test, but after the test is over, just
get on
to the next one.
Right. It's a hard thing to practice, but it's true. Jennifer.
I overthink things a lot.
Okay.
So I could sit down and do that breath
meditation.
Kind of clear it
all out. Yeah. If you start feeling your head's getting hot because the gears are turning over and over and it's useless, cut it with a breath meditation. I know this is useless. I'm not going to do that anymore. And you just do something else. That's going to be a good one. It'll help you a lot. Yes.
So a lot of people mentioned using mindfulness whenever they're stressed or worried or concerned. But I also think that you can also use it whenever you're excited or experiencing something new, when there's actually a good thing going on. To just see how it affects you and how it'll, just enjoy the moment.
Yep. That's great. I'm glad you brought that up. I mean, that's why I meditate. I meditate for the sheer enjoyment of it and the expansiveness and the sense of positivity. And like you were describing, experiencing this, you experiencing the sun, and it was great.
Yeah.
You just remember the chocolate meditation.
Yeah, basically.
I think that it's important to meditate while you're relaxing. Because I find a lot of people, they're trying to relax and de-stress, but they're not fully relaxed. My mom, she'll be oh, let's watch a movie tonight and just relax. But then, halfway through the movie, she's talking about all the stuff she needs to do the next day. And I think it's really important to, fully relax when you relax. And take a good step back.
Yeah.
You're in or you're out.
Did you teach her how to meditate?
I probably should. She'll probably still be talking about the stuff she has to do while I'll teach her. But
you could try. That'd be fun. Edwin.
Do it after a stressful situation. So when I'm doing something and I'm freaking out. Once the situation happens, I kind of like blank out, and then afterwards I'm like, yeah, that just happened. So I like meditate and relax. Mm. It happened to happen.
What makes you freak out?
Like, not freak out, but it's like, I guess it was so exciting.
Uh huh.
That you like.
What happened? Yeah.
I think sometimes you just need to get your mind off things of what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Some people tend to do that too much and they start panicking.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, when they start panicking, they kind of don't see what's out right in front of their face.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the person should take a step back. It doesn't necessarily have to be a breathing meditation, but anything else other than that.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you come back with a fresh brain, I guess, you can kind of understand it.
Mm-hmm. Great.
I think you should do it in the middle of your conflict. I don't even think you should wait until it's over.
Yeah.
So if you do it smack in the middle, maybe you can save yourself a few bad decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of ground yourself before you have to go back and think about, oh man, I could have done that better.
Great.
Save it in the moment.
Yeah.
Kind of have to understand your environment and where you are,
mm-hmm.
and what the situation is, and then kind of don't be scared to just take a moment to yourself, because in college we're going to be around these people we don't really know, so there's going to be times where you just need time for myself and just feel calm and relaxed.
Exactly. Who am I? What do I really feel about this situation? What do I really want to do?
There's going to be people that irritate you, and you're with a roommate. So there's just all sorts of energy you have to face with. So.
I think it's really important, because you don't have to absorb all the energy from everything around you. It's not necessarily a sign of openness just to absorb indiscriminately everything coming at you. Yeah. Great. So good. Really well done. So I'm very impressed. I think that your understanding is really good. It's got some depth to it. And you really did internalize quite a lot, because you could hear that everybody's answers to both questions were different. Yeah, different people talked about stress, but you talked about stress in a way that comes out of your own experience, which means that you've actually been engaging with this, and that there's not going to be a right answer to this. So I think it's really, really good. I think you all developed a lot. I mean, you remember the first week, it was almost impossible to figure out what meditation is. And I remember some of the meditations we did at the beginning, you all just felt very frustrated. You had a really hard time with them. You didn't like it very much. So we've covered a lot of ground, and I want to congratulate you all. I think you did really a great, great job. And hopefully this is going to help you. You can always contact me through my website if you have any questions. Something happens when you're meditating and it's really good and you want to know about it, you can email me, contact me through my website. And we will end with 3 minutes really before the big bell. And we can do loving kindness meditation, body scan meditation, or breath meditation, or just open awareness meditation. What do you want? Loving kindness?
Oh, that one.
We only did that once.
Makes me so happy.
Okay, you love the hugs from the cosmos. Okay, great. So we're going to have to go fast, because otherwise the big bell is going to come and interrupt us. Allow yourself to settle in to yourself and experience the openness, the excitement of having seen how much you have learned and how helpful it can be. And now put your attention in your heart. And picture in your heart a small silver seed. The seed is like all the condensed loving kindness of the whole universe. And now picture that seed extending out the light of loving kindness and let that light wrap around you. And you can say to yourself, just picture these thoughts. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I experience loving kindness. And picture that light from that small, ultra-concentrated seed extending around you like a cosmic hug from the universe. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I experience loving kindness. And now take that, imagine that seed, supercharged and glowing. And extend the light of loving kindness from that seed in the center of your heart, around the whole class here, and your teachers, and extend that wish. May they be happy. May they be peaceful. May they all experience loving kindness. And now picture that seed glowing and gaining in strength, and extend the light of loving kindness from that seed around your family, around all your relatives and friends. And around the rest of the world and all the creatures in it. And extend that wish. May they be happy. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings experience loving kindness. Thank you all very much. It was great. Thank you.
Okay, what should we do? Should we be lazy and leave the room like this?
Yes!
Tuesday morning? I have to tell you, though, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, first period, we have to be in my room.